October 13, have fervent charity, and above all things have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. 1 Peter 4:8. Followers of Christ will not exhibit characteristics that are cheap and selfish, but in word, spirit, and action they will reveal the tenderness of Christ. A domineering, overbearing spirit is not of God and should not be exercised toward believers or unbelievers, however lowly may be their station. Christians are required to represent Christ in all their dealings with those for whom he has given his precious life. He who continually beholds Christ will make it manifest in his spirit, in his words, in his course of action. He will not crowd anyone. He will not push tried souls into stronger temptation or indifferently leave them on Satan's battleground. He will reach out a hand to help and seek to draw souls upward and heavenward. As a laborer together with God, he will see to it that the feet of the tempted ones are firmly planted on the rock of ages. There is no limit to the forgiving love of Christ. We should let those who are in danger understand that we appreciate them, that we are not willing to give them up. Speak to them, pray with them, and exhort them in love. The religion of the Bible is to guide the conduct of everyone who sincerely believes in Christ. The Bible must guide us in our dealings in daily life. We may make a profession of being followers of Christ, and yet if we are not doers of his word, we shall be like the counterfeit coin. We shall not have the right ring. Every one of us is a member of the human family. We owe it to God to love him, to manifest affection for him in our ways and words. We owe it to every member of the human family, whether black or white, high or low, to treat him with kindness and to manifest interest for his soul. As members of one family, we are all brethren. Children of God are citizens of heaven. They are the purchase of the Son of God, his blood-bought family. Every soul is precious in his sight, more precious than fine gold, even the golden wedge of Ophir.